our Patriots Friday guest all year, Captain Jerod Mayo, joining us. Jerod, Mutt and Lou and Steve D'Asi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you allowed yourself to think at all this week that what you're 60 minutes away from over there at in your locker room?
Definitely. You know, since urgency here, and you know, we feel like we're ready to go. We got a good game plan, and hopefully we can execute it on Sunday.
Bill Belichick talked about a good week of practice before the good 2 weeks before the Denver game. How's practice gone this week for you guys?
Practice has been good. You know, we put in some different things, some different looks. We've been working on a lot of Baltimore stuff. They'll be a challenge. It's all about going out there and executing, and hopefully we can get it done.
You know, last week you played a team in Denver that you've saw before, and number one team rushing in the NFL. You get a guy like Brandon Spikes back. I know it's important in the middle, but a little different challenge this week with a guy like Ray Rice. How involved he is in this offense, running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield. That's I think a bigger challenge maybe than last week.
Yeah, you know, he poses a great challenge. You know, he can run the ball, he can catch the ball. Yeah, you line him up in empty as a wide receiver. He does it all, and it'll be a great challenge, and it'll be a group effort trying to slow him down.
It's a big challenge, but he's a small dude, Jerod. He's one of the smaller backs you guys are going to face. Is it harder trying to track down these smaller guys sometimes and bigger backs behind that offensive line?
It is. You know, sometimes you lose them. You lose them behind those offensive linemen, and, you know, he's a small guy, but at the same time, he has a lot of power. So he breaks a lot of tackles, and we just have to find him.
He's used pretty extensively in the passing game, too. I think he had 700 or so yards receiving. That kind of double threat seems to make it a little more difficult for a lot of defenses.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, he's their leading receiver and leading rusher. So, you know, he's their number one weapon, and we have to slow him down.
You know, Joe Flacco gets a lot of slack this week. I mean, people have given it to him pretty good about what maybe he hasn't done. You know, he's a big guy, big arm, but he doesn't move well in the pocket. How important is that going to be for your defense to get him moving around?
To be honest with you, you know, watching these last couple of games, he's been moving all right. You know, I've seen a couple of runs where he's run for like 40 yards on a play. So, you know, I don't know where these people are getting that from. He's pretty, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's Michael Vick, but at the same time, he's not immobile. He can move around a little bit.
Your teammate, Rob Ninkovich, was telling us about playing next to Brandon Spikes, Jerod. Now, he sometimes keeps things loose in the field because he'll just yell random stuff when he's out there playing. What was it like to get him back against Denver?
It's always fun, you know, getting Spikes back. He brings a lot of energy to the game. And, you know, sometimes, like Ninkovich said, he loosens things up because, you know, when you get out there, sometimes it's all business. And, you know, between snaps, he'll loosen up a little bit and make sure everybody's on, you know, everybody's loose out there.
Jerod, it seemed like you had maybe just wishful thinking, but it seemed like you had a lot more guys around the ball defensively, a lot more swarming in terms of the tackling against Denver. Was that a point of emphasis before the game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we knew Denver wanted to come in and run the ball a lot, and anytime you can get multiple defenders around the ball carrier, it's always going to be better. You know, whether it's going the second man coming in to strip the ball, or someone missing the tackle, but that other defender's there. You know, to make the tackle, it's always good to have, you know, all the hats for the football.
You know, a big matchup here that everyone's talking about is your tight ends versus that linebacking crew, that defense. How does Baltimore try to stop these guys? You go up against them every single day in practice. Talk about the challenges of that.
What kind of teammate would I be to give the keys to stopping Gronk and Hernandez?
No, not the keys, the challenges they're facing, the speed, size.
Yeah, well, you just said it. You know, Gronk's a big guy who, you know, has a great catch radius, and Hernandez can do it all, so. You know, hopefully they have a great game. I'm talking about Hernandez and Gronk.
No, not the Baltimore tight ends you're talking about. We're talking to Jerod Mayo on a Patriots Friday. Your team's ability, Jerod, to go to that plan B. You've had a couple of games here where you've fallen behind early in games. How tough is that, and how do you work on something like that, being able to change game plans midstream?
It's very tough, you know, but we're fortunate enough to have, you know, great coaches that can go on the sideline and, you know, make adjustments, and we go over things in practice all the time. You know, we don't necessarily walk through them or practice them, but we talk about them, and as it comes up in the game, we always have something in our back pocket.
You know, they got a pretty good linebacker on the other side there, and Ray Lewis, watching film on this guy, just admiring him. I mean, playing this game for such a long time as another linebacker, you must sort of sit back and sort of be in awe on what he's accomplished.
Oh, you have to be, you know, not only the longevity, but just the level of play that he's been playing at. He's a great linebacker, and that's someone you want to model your career after.
Jerod, we appreciate the time. Big game on Sunday for you and your teammates. Best of luck against Baltimore, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
That is Jerod Mayo joining us.